A clock reads 7:45. A blonde woman sits up in bed, reaches out and grabs it. A Phoenix-bound Greyhound bus. The King and Queen of Moonlight Bay with ITFC audio description.
Dear Dad, Mom and Martin are going to Europe this summer, and I was wondering if I could come stay with you. It's okay if you're busy or going somewhere, but I've thought about it a lot, and I get worried that time is running out. I would like to get to know you better. I hope to hear from you soon. Your daughter, Allison.
A man wakes up. He grimaces as he sits up in bed. He's in his 40s with thick brown hair. Wearing boxer shorts and a grey t-shirt, he wipes his face with a tea towel in a messy kitchen. There's a glass and a bottle of scotch on a kitchen counter. He leans against the counter, then holds out a trembling hand. He considers, then opens the bottle of scotch. The bus travels along an open road through scrubby landscape. In the bus, Allison, a young woman with short blonde hair, stares at a photo of a toddler and a man on a beach. She's wearing headphones. The man enters a bedroom and starts to strip the double bed. Now dressed, he picks up a carrier bag of rubbish. Empty beer bottles fall out and roll across the kitchen floor. He's driving a battered pickup truck along a road by a stretch of water. He checks his watch, then puts a stick of chewing gum in his mouth. The pickup is parked on a sandy lot in front of a one-story building. A couple of other people are leaning against their cars. The bus pulls in. The man watches, takes out his gum, and throws it away. Allison collects her bags from the overhead rack and steps out. She's wearing a short denim jacket over a t-shirt and jeans. Smiling, she pauses by the bus and shades her eyes from the bright sunlight. With his hands in his jeans pocket, he watches her, then they walk slowly towards each other. They shake hands. They're in the pickup driving through the hilly landscape. They both look straight ahead, then briefly glance at each other. They look uncomfortable. Sound rises behind the pickup as they drive down a track with a stretch of water at the end of it. He pulls up by his place, a trailer home with a porch. He turns to Allison, who looks dismayed as she studies the pale green building with its messy porch. Carrying her bags, he pushes open the clear sliding door of the trailer, and they both step inside.
Hey, your room's back here.
She glances towards the kitchen, then walks by an old green sofa and follows him into the bedroom. She casts around, unimpressed.
Not much, but private.
There are built-in cupboards painted a mottled pale green, a desk with a lamp and a chair. Her bags are on the bed. He steps out, then turns.
What's the matter?
Well, where are you going to sleep?
I'm going to sleep on the couch.
You don't have to give up your bed. I'll sleep on the couch.
I'll take the couch and I won't talk about it.
She looks up at him, then lowers her eyes.
Once you, go on, get settled, and I'll cook us some supper.
Okay.
She goes to the bedroom, and he wanders across the living area to the open kitchen. The bottle of scotch is still on the counter. He unscrews the top. In the bedroom, Allison takes her clock from her bag and puts it on a shelf. She glances through the open doorway and sees him leaning on a kitchen counter, drinking. He's out on the porch.
In sports, the provisional pole for Sunday's Indy 500 belongs to Danny Sullivan after he clocked 280.
He's by the barbecue. She watches him from the living area, then crouches down in front of a TV set. He turns around.
Oh, it didn't work.
She stands up, goes over to the door and leans in the doorway. She watches him for a moment with a sulky expression.
So how come you live like this?
He turns round to her with a look of surprised dismay.
I told you what this place was like in my letter, did I not?
I know, it's just... this place could be so nice if you... I didn't mean anything bad by it. It is nice here.
It's dusk, and the lake is calm under a mauve pink sky. There's an old yellow armchair on the sandy beach with a fishing line propped against it. He walks along the water's edge, a drink in his hand. He glances back at his home where Alison is drying dishes. She pauses and looks out of a window, watching him standing on the shore drinking. It's daytime and Alison and her dad drive into town. She follows him as he marches on ahead through the parking lot. She wears a sleeveless orange top, black trousers, and has a small handbag on her shoulder. A man in a tam-o'-shanter hat and waving a walking stick is heading towards them.
Alison Dodge, San Diego, California. Daughter of Al Dodge, handyman and trailer trash. How goes it, Dodge?
Good, Augie, good.
Oh, that's the ticket. Can't complain. Days are warm, nights are sweet. Nevertheless, time and tide wait for no man.
Alison watches perplexed as Augie in his 70s shakes his stick and strolls away.
Look alive, Romeo. Here comes a buzzard. Hey, Augie.
She logs on as Augie chats to a man sitting on the pavement in the shade. Then Alison turns and runs after her dad, who's in a building supplies store.
Who's he?
Augie.
It's weird, huh?
Used to be an English teacher.
How did he know my name?
Small town, Augie knows everything.
I need those nails.
That's what it says here.
I need them by Monday.
It says that here, too. You want me to put all this on your account?
If I still got one. Is your daddy in his office?
Nailed to it.
He wanders off.
Hey, RJ. Hey, RJ.
They tell each other dirty jokes. Then they forget and tell the same ones again, and they still think they're funny. Isn't that funny? So how's your visit going so far?
Okay, I think. It's nice here.
Oh, God, believe me. I grew up here, and nice only goes so far. I guess that's why I left, although I came back. It's a little more interesting this time around.
How so?
Well, your dad and I go out sometimes, nothing serious. I'm only telling you because he probably won't.
I don't think he wants to tell me much.
Well, your dad's a good man. It's just he's not very, vocal about his feelings.
The attractive woman smiles at Alison.
There's that same old joke again. Listen, if you need anything, you let me know, okay?
I will, thank you.
Dodge is working on someone's house, dressed in t-shirt and shorts. Alison leans on the porch as he measures wood.
Sandy says you and she go out sometimes. She's very pretty. Must have a lot of men asking her out.
He turns to get more wood.
She said it wasn't anything serious, but I think she really likes you.
He throws her an angry glance. She chews her lip and looks away.
Can I help?
Ow! Ow! Damn! He's hit his thumb with a hammer.
Ow. Now, what the hell is so funny?
I'm sorry. It's just like when you see someone step in dog poop, you know, it's just funny.
He gets another nail and sets to work again. She looks thoughtful.
I could hand you stuff.
I don't need anyone to hand me stuff.
It's nighttime and at Dodge's place, Alison steps out to the porch holding a storm lantern. Dodge is sitting in his truck, watching her. She walks down to the jetty over the lake. He opens a small bottle of scotch and takes a swig. Alison sets the lantern down on the end of the jetty and sits looking out over the water.
You're her father.
It isn't working out. She shouldn't have asked me to come up here.
Yeah, but she did.
Well, why the hell couldn't she just let things alone?
Oh, sometimes I just want to smack you. That girl is trying to reach out to her father. She's becoming a woman.
Yeah, well, it isn't working out, that's all.
Damn it to hell, Dodge. She's your daughter. Your own flesh and blood. Don't blow this one.
He drinks a beer.
Okay, right about now, I'm not sure whether you're stubborn or stupid. Either that or you're scared.
I am not scared.
He jabs a finger in her direction. She smiles and goes to the fridge. He's sitting on the sofa in his trailer drinking a beer. He looks pensive. It's morning and Alison's clock reads 8:10. Dressed, she looks through the slatted bedroom window at the downpour.
It's raining.
She ties a bandana over her hair.
Sometimes when it rains on Sundays, we stay in and watch DVDs all day. I prefer to go to the movies, but staying in can be fun sometimes. I usually make sandwiches and popcorn, which you don't have. How about I make us eggs and toast? You can have scrambled or an omelet, but not fried, because I'll break the yolks.
Dodge is sleeping on the sofa. She opens the fridge. He doesn't move.
So what do you want? Dodge, what do you want?
Nothing.
He rolls over and pulls the blanket over his head. There are pans in the sink. She picks up a scouring pad.
How do you work like this?
Alison looks disgusted. She looks under the sink and sprays liquid around.
How do you make toast without a toaster?
I hate toast.
You can't have scrambled eggs without toast.
I ain't having any eggs.
She brings him a plate of scrambled eggs.
Eat that before it gets cold. There's nothing worse than cold scrambled eggs. I suppose I should get used to dorm food. The college says all freshmen have to live on campus, but Mom and I checked, and they don't offer apartments with kitchens to underclassmen. Next time we're in town, we should really pick up some OJ. Water just doesn't seem right with breakfast. You should eat that before it gets cold.
He's hunched on the edge of the sofa in his grey t-shirt and boxer shorts.
Oh, nice shorts.
She grimaces with disapproval as he stands up. He looks out at her from under his eyebrows.
I was thinking...
Please, just 5 minutes of silence.
She looks admonished as she stuffs egg into her mouth. He gathers himself and heads for the bedroom.
Will it rain all day?
Well, it doesn't rain all that much, but when it does, it tends to go on a bit.
All day?
Well, how the hell do I know?
You live here. I thought you could tell by looking at the sky or something.
The sky. It's raining. It's overcast. Jeez.
She looks exasperated as she clears the kitchen.
I need a beer.
Mug in hand, he strides over to the kitchen, opens the big old fridge and takes out a can of beer. He casts about in the kitchen.
There's a bottle opener.
Oh, I put all of the silverware in this drawer and all of the bottle openers and stuff in this one.
She looks pleased with herself as he goes through the drawer.
This stuff in here. I don't want a bottle opener in the drawer. I want it on the shelf where it always is, all right? Jeez.
He storms into the living area.
This ain't working out. It's a mistake you coming out here.
Well, I've only been here a few days. I think we're doing fine.
We're not doing fine.
Well, maybe if we...
Maybe if we what? Maybe if we call your mom and tell her you're coming home.
You said I could come here for the summer.
What is the point? If you leave now, you'd be better off. You won't have to waste your whole summer in this hole.
It's my summer to waste.
Her eyes glisten with tears and she pulls off her bandana.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me.
She stomps into the bedroom.
Hey, we gave it a try. It just didn't work out.
I'd like to go now.
It's lousy weather today. Look, I'll take you into town tomorrow.
It's all the same to you. I'd rather not spend another day of my life as trailer trash. Thank you very much.
Hey! It's raining.
Having collected her bags, Alison goes out to the pickup.
Come on in out of the rain.
No, thank you.
I'll take you to the bus tomorrow.
No, thank you.
You're gonna get sick.
Just take me to the bus now, please.
Get out of the way. Give me this.
I got it.
Just give me this.
I got it.
Jeez, you're stubborn.
Yeah, I wonder where I got that from.
He slams the passenger door and she starts to cry. At the Greyhound stop, Allison's at a payphone while Dodge waits in the truck.
Hello?
Hi. It's me.
Allison, are you all right? You were supposed to call.
Yeah. He doesn't have a phone.
Who doesn't have a cell phone these days? You can't live like that.
Yeah, no TV either.
No TV? Dodge hasn't changed a bit. Listen, Alton, are you sure you want to do this? He is still the same after all these years. You know what, honey? I was going through your things and I found your passport. If it's that bad, then come home right now.
It's not that bad. It's right on the lake, and there's a beach, and a cove, and a little boat with a dock. And we cook outside.
I want you to reconsider Europe. Martin really wants you to come. This is our last chance before you go to school. Honey, I'm really worried about you. Just come home.
I'm fine. Everything's okay. It's actually kind of nice. Sunset's on the water.
Tell her you call her back.
Why?
Just tell her.
Alton, are you there?
Tell her you call her back in 10 minutes.
Hello, honey. Hello, Allison. Are you there? Allison.
Someone has to use the phone for an emergency.
Well, you tell them they just have to wait.
Mom, I gotta go.
Are you sure you're okay?
Everything's okay, I'm fine. Write me.
Honey, I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Allison and Dodge lock eyes.
You said I could come. I wouldn't have come all the way out here if you told me not to.
I know that. I just...
You didn't tell me that you were rude and impossible to get along with and lived in a pigsty.
The Dodges. The king and queen of Moonlight Bay. See the children standing by the shore. Hear the mighty waters rolling evermore. Hello, Gilly.
Augie.
It stopped raining and Augie walks by a woman sitting at the Greyhound stop. Dodge is leaning on a post and turns to Allison on the bench. He walks up and sits next to her.
You don't see all the books that old guy has.
So how come all of a sudden you want me to stay?
I didn't say that.
Then what are we talking about here?
Haven't you ever done something you didn't have any idea why you did it?
Yeah, coming all the way out here.
Okay. I'm rude. I'm impossible to deal with, and I live like a pig.
That's right. I'll only stay if you say you want me here.
Their eyes are fixed on each other, then he turns away.
I got this job I could use some help with.
She looks away from him. He watches her.
If you're interested.
Without looking at him, she shrugs a shoulder.
What does it pay?
It's sunny. He's fixing tiles on a roof. The top of a ladder leans against it.
Hey, you're not high enough.
I'm as high as I'm gonna get.
Oh, come on, Allison.
A hand reaches over the guttering and puts a tin can on the roof's edge.
Here.
What?
The stupid nails.
I need them nails up here.
Well, that's just too bad. If you want them, you're gonna have to come get them.
You just come on up high enough for me to see you. I'll come down and get them.
The top of her head, then her eyes, and finally her whole face appear at the top of the ladder.
See? That wasn't so bad now, was it?
You just take the damn nails.
Such language. Just bring them the rest away.
Like hell I will.
Geez, Allison, I got a 2x4 right there, nailed along the edge right by your hand. Now put your foot on it and then just lift yourself on up.
Why can't I just hand things to you?
Because I thought you were so tough.
In his cream-colored straw Stetson, he gives her a challenging look. Gingerly, she climbs up the ladder, puts one foot on the roof, then the other, and kneels down. Wearing knee pads, she crawls over to where part of the roof sticks out perpendicular to her and struggles to her feet. Dodge nonchalantly gets on nailing the tiles at the top of the roof.
Now that wasn't so hard, was it?
I could get killed up here.
Well, just think before you move, watch where you're walking. You'll be fine.
She looks pained as she makes her way slowly up the pitched roof. He carries on working, then watches her for a moment. She reaches him and sits down.
That wasn't so bad.
Yeah. What about them nails?
She's left them down by the ladder.
Shoot.
Slide down there on your butt. That 2x4 will stop you.
No way. I'll slide right off. Or is that what you want?
No. But I do want the damn nails.
She starts to make her way down again. The sun's setting over the lake. Dodge is in the kitchen at home washing dishes. Allison is sitting close by, perched on the arm of a rocking chair. She gets up.
Do you play the piano?
Yeah, sometimes.
Will you play something for me?
He stops what he's doing with a look of surprise, then nods. Allison takes the cover off the piano.
I'm in the chorus at my school. My teacher says I'm not that bad, but it's a small school and he doesn't have a lot of talent to work with.
She stands by and watches as he lifts the piano lid and sits down.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
He searches through sheet music in the piano stool.
You ever do Moonlight Bay in chorus?
I've never heard of it.
You got a funny idea what real music is in school. My granddaddy and I used to play that together.
He opens the book and props it on the music rack. Morning. The pickup stops in town and Allison gets out. Dodge drives on. Sandy's behind the counter at the building supply store. Dodge.
These are 8 pennies. I wanted 16s.
Serve yourself next time. Listen, I got people waiting. See you tonight?
Well, I want to talk to you about that.
Come on, Dodge. I'm making pot roast. Allison could use a decent meal.
What? Well...
You're going to flake on me.
It's just... I don't think it's such a good idea.
Why?
I mean, the three of us having dinner together, it doesn't feel right.
Hey, Sandy, we don't have all day.
Okay, all right, just a minute, please.
Okay, I'll think about it some more, but...
You know what? Don't strain yourself. Jamie!
Yes, Sandy?
People are relaxing by the lake. There are tables and chairs on the porch of a cafe and an ice machine nearby. Allison is strolling past.
Allison Dodge of San Diego, California. Daughter of Mr. Al Dodge, handyman, and trailer trash.
Allison smiles and joins Augie.
Thou still unravished bride of quietness, foster child of silence and slow time.
He kisses her hand.
Forever piping songs, forever new. Beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all ye know on earth, and all ye need to know.
There's a booth inside, with padded walls as well as seats.
They walk by a group of teenagers and sit down at another table.
What do you think?
I think they're all jerks.
Not them. That bit of English lit.
It was beautiful.
Ode on a Grecian urn. Food for thought. Now on to more earthly things.
I was thinking, maybe you could just touch up this one.
Yeah, I could do that. Probably save you some money.
That'll cost you a whole lot more next year when you have to redo the whole darn thing.
What do you mean next year? That's a solid piece of wood.
It was. It's rotting away. You know, I think I can put my hand on a piece of... timber that wouldn't cost you a penny.
The other man nods.
Yeah, I'll just charge you for the painting and, of course, the new design work.
What design work?
I thought I'd spruce it up a little bit, make it catchy, you know. Get you some more of the
drive-by traffic to stop in for a bite. Of course, you don't want that.
No, that's good.
Maybe a picture of a taco.
How much is all that going to cost me?
Not
but enough.
I'll tell you what. You don't charge me too much for the sign. I won't hold how long it takes you to finish against you.
Dodge nods in agreement. Augie and Allison.
What are you doing?
Vinegar. Don't you like vinegar on your fries? It's an English thing.
Ketchup is for fries. Vinegar is for salads.
You need to spend some time abroad, my dear.
I just passed on that one.
Well, I don't approve of ketchup, but be my guest.
Well, I'll try one.
She takes a vinegar-covered chip from Augie's plate.
So what was that poem about?
The timelessness of beauty, or the beauty of timelessness. Thou still untasted tater of the French.
He playfully bites a chip. They walk by the lake, arms linked.
So, you're a vinegar fry convert, my dear?
Best I've ever had.
We'll meet again. What do you say, Skip?
How's it going, Augie?
She watches him wander off in his tam o'shanter and tweed jacket. As she leaves the cafe, one of the teenage boys comes running out.
Hey. Hi. I'm Tim Spooner. They call me Spoon. Are you new around here?
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Well, it's not spring break, so I'm either carnival folk passing through or a tourist. So you're gonna have to do better than that.
All right. Are you a carny or a tourist?
Well, I'm staying with my dad for a few weeks, so I guess that makes me a tourist.
So who's your dad?
Al Dodge.
Get out. Dodge is a dad?
Well, that is still to be determined.
Okay. Hey, do you want to maybe see a movie with me this Friday?
I don't know.
Oh, well, ask your dad, Al. I'm a good guy. He knows my dad.
I'm gonna have to think about it.
Okay.
He stops and she walks on. He's gawky with dark hair, about 17. Allison pauses and turns back to him.
Since I don't have a phone, how can I get back to you?
Well, come by the store. I'm there every day but today.
Okay.
She carries on up the road. Behind her, Tim jumps with his arms in the air. On a bright sunny day, Dodge is by Augie's boat on the lake.
It's genetic. 100,000 years of evolution tied up in the connection. You're only the latest addition. Nothing in the universe is more connected to her than you are.
Well, I had it, and I let it go.
So everything changes. The theory of entropy. There's only growth and decay. Get it back. It'll be just a little different.
They uncover timber.
I lost my chance at it.
I lost my keys a couple of years back. Door's been unlocked ever since. Numero uno?
Yeah, that's the one. Let me get back here.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax. Of cabbages and kings. It's only too late when you're dead, my friend.
A motorboat speeds across the lake. Dodge swims over to Allison, who's sunbathing on the jetty in a bikini.
Hey, you know, swimming usually requires one to get in the water.
I'm not a very good swimmer.
Well, you live 10 minutes from the ocean.
I'm not a big fan of the ocean. Besides, why do you need to be a good swimmer if you live in a big city?
All right, we're here. Give me a hand out. Come on. Give an old man a hand here. I'm pruning up.
I may be 17, Dodge, but I'm not stupid.
He grips the left side of his chest. She watches him with a skeptical smile and rolls her eyes as he disappears underwater. She looks on and waits for him to emerge. She peers into the water with an anxious frown.
Dodge?
She stands up to look around the lake.
Ah!
He emerges and pulls her in. She splashes about clumsily.
I could drown, you know.
No, no. Just stop making such a fuss. Stand up. Stand up.
Right there. Okay.
All right. Now, I'll teach you to float. Oh, come on. You're not going to drown. I didn't lie about the roof, did I? I was right. Come on. Let me show you. Yeah, funny thing about the human body is it floats. What you do is you arch your back, you know, put your head back, and relax.
I can't.
You can do anything you want to if you want to.
Okay. I'll sink like a rock.
Only if you believe that you will. I just try it. Okay.
He supports her in his arms.
Relax.
She stretches out her body on the water. And disappears under the surface.
I knew you'd be laughing.
Come on. I didn't leave you. I'm right here. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. You learn to swim, you get wet. You choke a little bit. Life's like that. Let's try it again. All right. Here you go. Now hold your breath.
She relaxes and starts to float. He splashes her playfully. Nighttime at the trailer, she lies on her bed in t-shirt and shorts while Dodge takes something from a drawer and puts it in his jeans pocket.
I'll be back in a little while.
It's fine. I gotta finish my book. Stay out as long as you like.
He gives her a questioning look and nods, then makes for the door. She puts her book on the bed and goes to the window to watch him get in the pickup. In the living room, she uncovers the piano and props up the sheet music. She lifts the piano lid. Then puts her hands on the keys. She frowns in concentration.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. You could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet song on
it's daytime and Dodge and Allison are in a boat in the middle of the lake. She's trying to row.
Short, simple strokes. Don't dig so deep. Trying to win a friggin' race?
You don't have to be rude.
She loses control of the oars and topples backwards.
You gotta concentrate on what you're doing.
I am concentrating.
Try harder.
Why don't we just use the motor?
Because you gotta learn to survive with the basics. It's like learning to drive a stick.
Nice, smooth strokes. Firm grip on the handles. Electrical action.
Short strokes.
How's that?
That's better. Yeah. Not trying to win a race. Yeah.
This thing licked. When do we move on to fishing?
He waves her on with a mock imperious gesture.
All right. Use the little fish, catch the big fish. The big fish likes to eat the little fish, and since we like to eat the big fish, the cycle is complete.
100,000 years of evolution and more.
They should give you your own show on cable.
What?
He casts a line out into the water. She attaches a small fish to the end of her line.
Wow.
What? You can learn just about anything on the internet. Not completely a mall rat.
She casts off. He's frying fish on the porch.
Yeah, it was his religion, trout season. Spent the whole winter making and repairing flies, talking to his pals about last year and getting ready for opening day. And I sat there watching him, praying that this would be the year he'd invite me to come along with him.
Did he ever ask you?
No. When I was 11, my mama made him take me. Oh, I couldn't sleep. I was so excited. We left in the dark, and I sat in the back with some of the guys listening to him talking about men's stuff. And God, it was so exciting. Then, my first cast, I lost my foot, and then I fell on my ass. I lost the rod. One of my daddy's favorites. He didn't say a word. He just left me to spend the day wet and watching.
Did you ever go again?
Never did. He left not too long after that. He took all his fishing gear and his clothes.
She glances up at him across the table. He notices and looks away. She spears a piece of fish.
Do you and Sandy have sex?
She hands him a glass of water.
Allison, that's none of your damn business.
I know you do it. I know about these things. You don't have to get upset. I just want to talk about it. Not about you and Sandy, but...
You haven't done it yet, have you?
I'm 17, for heaven's sake.
Have you?
No. I just thought we could discuss it sometime. Mom won't talk about it, or can't. I like it. Did you and Mom have good sex?
Oh, Lord. Let me eat my dinner.
Allison's in the town. She strolls along in shorts and a t-shirt that reads Peace. She walks by a parade of shops. A smile gradually spreads across her face.
Allison Dodge of San Diego, California. Daughter of Al Dodge, handyman and trailer trash. Spring is sprung, summer's half done, roses are red, violets are blue, 23 skidoo.
What's up, Boggy?
Oh, can't talk now.
How come you call out my name every time you see me?
Gotta go, I'm late.
For what?
For a very important date. Be good to your dad. He's bullheaded, but a good man.
I'll give him a few more chances before I trade him in for a newer model.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Under a blue sky with white clouds, the lake curves round with hills in the background. Augie emerges from his boat and walks along the plank to the land. There are chairs and a table under an open-sided structure with a roof. Allison's watching from the bushes.
Natasha, at that moment, felt so full of emotion and tenderness that it was not enough for her to love and know that she was loved. What she wanted to know at this instant was to embrace her beloved, speak to him, and hear from him the words of love that filled her heart.
Augie Sinclair of Lake Havasu, Arizona. Strangest of greeters and reader of moldy books. Roses are red, violets are blue. I thought today I'd follow you.
Ah, ha, ha. War and peace.
This was your important date?
She picks up the book.
Did you ever read it?
No. I barely got through the cliff notes. It was too big.
Well, it is big. But everything inside it is big. It's grand, in fact. Reading is salvation, freedom. It feeds the mind and soul. Do you read much?
Most mostly thrillers and mysteries. My mom and I trade off paperbacks.
Drivel. This here's the good stuff. So, what are you gonna do with yourself?
Get to know my dad before it's too late.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to college in the fall.
Good.
And after that, I don't really know.
No hurry. I still don't know.
She smiles softly.
What are these for?
You'll see. Here's at the top.
Alison and Dodge load the pickup with bright orange mesh structures on X-shaped frames. The yard is dotted with them and other people are doing the same.
Sometime after they introduced the striped bass, they noticed the local fish population was declining. In fact, it was very nearly wiped out. The natives are coming back. Me and a bunch of the guys take turns doing habitat duty.
Havasu Pyrotechnics, what's that?
Oh, that's the local fireworks barge, you know, 4th of July and stuff. Every now and then he shoots off funeral ashes, too.
From the boat, Dodge throws the orange frames into the lake. Hearing a splash, he looks around.
Allison? Allison? Hey! Allison! Allison!
He dives in and swims underwater.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Don't ever do that again.
I guess I wanted to see if you really loved me.
Yeah, well, just because of that, you're grounded for a week.
I can't do that. Well, I kind of have a date tomorrow night. I met this boy in town and... I'm sorry, I should have asked you first. His name's Tim Spooner. He said you knew his family. I thought you'd want to get me out of your hair for a little while.
It's your decision. It's got nothing to do with me. You want to go out, you go out.
Well, you want to give me a hand?
He's sitting on the edge of the boat. She holds out a hand to him, and he pulls her up. Dodge is unloading thick wooden beams from the back of the pickup. A car pulls up in front of the house where he's working, and Sandy gets out.
Thought I might find Allison here.
Well, she ain't.
She leans against the car and watches him. He pours water from a bottle over his head and bare chest.
What's wrong, Dodge?
Nothing.
He takes off his protective gloves and throws them on the ground. At the trailer, he's having a drink.
What movie you going to see?
Probably some mindless popcorn flick. There wasn't much to choose from.
He's picking you up.
Yeah. How do I look?
Jeez, Allison, you're gonna stop traffic. You got a... Your thong thing is kind of showing there.
Oh.
Listen, I know Ed Spooner, and he's a good guy, but I don't know much about his kid. I try and stay away from that kind of stuff. You know what I'm trying to say. Just be careful.
I won't be late. You'll probably still be out by the time I get back. We might stop for some food after the movie, okay? Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Have fun.
I will.
Be careful.
Tim and Allison are at the cafe on the jetty.
What's public school like?
It's, school is school. Hopefully during the course of the day something manages to stick in your mind. I'm going to state in the fall. I guess something stuck.
He watches and pulls a face as she sprinkles vinegar on her chips.
That's gross.
Give it a chance. It's how they do it in England.
England?
He takes a chip from her plate and warily puts it in his mouth.
It's okay. I'm going to Europe.
I went 2 years ago with my mother and my stepfather. They wanted me to go again this summer, but I came here instead.
I don't know about you now. You have vinegar on your fries, passing up a trip to Europe. You're weird.
Well, I got a chance to meet you.
Yeah.
Sandy's at home painting her toenails.
Damn.
Hey. Can a man buy a drink here?
You need more?
Dodge falls.
Oh. That's good.
He stands and weaves over to her kitchen. He gets a bottle of bourbon.
You take it easy, okay?
No lectures tonight, please.
He almost fills a tumbler and takes a long drink. She watches with a resigned smile.
Where's Allison, you ask? She's gone on a date. With some itchy kid whose hormone-ravaged brain is just focused on one thing.
Yeah, just remember, you got a little itchy side to you, too.
Yeah. I do.
He looms over her.
You...
Oh, baby. Not tonight. No, I'm doing my toenails, and then I'm going to bed.
Wait a minute.
No, come on. You can't just come over here anytime you feel like getting lucky and then leave me to sit around wondering the rest of the time.
He shrugs with exasperation.
And if you're hungry on the way out, you can eat some of that pot roast that you were too busy for the other night.
She walks away. When her back is turned, he waves her off with a dismissive gesture and swigs from his glass. Dodge arrives at a smoky, crowded bar. To the barman.
Hey, Jeff. Come on, set me up here, man. Over here. Come on.
Thanks. Hold on.
Any day now, you know. Right here.
Tim stops his pickup outside Dodge's place, the headlights lighting up the darkness. Allison's staring straight ahead. He leans over and gently kisses her mouth.
I hope that was okay.
It was.
They get up close in a long, smoochy kiss.
I should go inside.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked me out.
Me too. I'm sorry the movie wasn't any good.
Doesn't matter.
Can I see you again?
Standing by the door of the truck, she climbs back in and kisses him.
Yes.
At Dodge's, she's about to switch on the light.
Don't.
He's sitting on the sofa with a glass.
You okay?
Well, did you have a good time with the lover boy?
You're drunk.
Oh. So what'd you do all night with a stud, huh?
You saw that stupid superhero movie and got a bite to eat?
Is that all?
I thought that was none of your business. You know, my life and all.
Yeah, you're my kid and my responsibility, so you better know it is damn well my business.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the past 10 years then, huh?
What's that got to do with anything?
All of a sudden you're going to play the role of the concerned father? Give me a break.
Oh, you don't like what you see? Not the perfect little daddy you used to dream about every night before you go to sleep, huh? Oh, well, isn't that just too bad for you?
Do you have any idea what it's like to be 6 years old and have your father walk out on you and never come back? And then maybe, just maybe, if I was lucky, you'd send me a Christmas or birthday card 3 months after the frickin' fact, if you even remembered at all.
Change the record, all right?
You're good at walking away, aren't you? That way you don't have to take responsibility for anything. Just walk away and never come back and never say why. It's easy to walk away when others can be left to pick up the pieces.
He grabs her wrist, snatches her clock, and hurls it across the room.
You get the hell out of here.
Go on, get out of here!
She storms into the bedroom and starts to pack her bags. the living room, Dodge writes the piano stool that he knocked over.
Look.
She throws something and sweeps by.
Allison.
Allison, honey, listen to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't lie to me. You didn't want me here in the beginning and you don't want me here now.
Don't say that. No, no.
Why not? I had to beg you to let me come out here this summer, and when I did, you made things so awful I'd want to leave. I hate you. I hate you for leaving me alone. I hate you for leaving my mother. I hate you for never writing me. I hope you drink yourself to death.
Look, not to mention, you walk out here at night, it's not safe.
I don't want you. Take me to Sandy.
He looks shell-shocked as his tearful daughter confronts him outside the trailer.
Okay.
She turns her back on him and marches over to the pickup. Dodge is sitting at a table at Sandy's place. His shoulders are hunched and he looks defeated. There's a bottle of bourbon and a glass in front of him. He holds out a shaking hand, then pours himself a drink. A door opens and Sandy comes in from another room. She folds her arms and walks over to him, frowning. She stands watching him. He throws her a challenging glance as he pours another glass of bourbon.
She all right?
Not that I could see. What the hell happened?
Didn't she tell you?
She was incoherent. I held her till she fell asleep.
He gets up from the table and wanders over to the kitchen sink. He pours the bourbon away.
Probably be better you hear it from her.
Dawn. Back at home, Dodge is sitting on the sofa, a pair of wire-framed glasses on the end of his nose. There are letters and child's greeting cards spread around him. He's reading a letter. Sunlight glistens on the lake. A car drives up by his trailer and stops. Holding a mug, Dodge rises from the sofa and looks out. Sandy and Allison are in the car, both staring out of the windscreen.
He's not going to do anything, Allison. We'll just go and ask for your things. You know, I know the fact that he was drinking last night doesn't make up for what happened, but... God, I'm tired of defending him.
Allison sits immobile in the passenger seat. Sandy turns to her and gently strokes her hair.
Come on. Let's go get your stuff.
Sandy gets out of the car. For a moment, Allison doesn't move. Standing by the door, Dodge looks nervous as the women approach the trailer. Sandy steps in first.
We came to pick up Allison's things.
Allison stomps into the bedroom.
Talk to her.
I don't know what to say.
You're gonna leave it like this? Allison? I'm gonna wait for you out by the car.
No.
Allison doesn't look at Dodge as she rushes over to Sandy.
Hey, I want you to take a moment and talk.
I don't have anything to say to him.
Dodge looks pained and bows his head.
Well, you have to say goodbye.
Sandy walks out. Allison watches her and, with her back turned to Dodge, folds her arms. Head bowed, Dodge blinks rapidly and searches for words.
I was just reading about Robert, this little boy in your neighborhood you used to play with. Moved away. You wrote me about him 7 years ago. I got all your letters. Never realized you wrote so much over those years. Guess I was afraid
to read what you wrote.
He watches for her reaction. She doesn't move. He looks away and Alison lowers her eyes. She notices the cards and letters scattered across the sofa and in a box on the floor. They're standing by the lake.
Why didn't you answer my letters? Why didn't you answer them?
I just figured you'd be better off with your mom in San Diego.
I want to know why you hardly ever wrote back to me.
I didn't want to get to know you. I thought it would hurt too much.
You never thought about how much I was hurting.
I thought you'd forget about me.
The only memory I have of you is when I was 5 and we were at the zoo. It was a beautiful day. And you let me ride the pony 3 times. And the line was so long, but you stuck it out. Everything was perfect. And then you left. I remember the way you used to smell. And I remember how much Mom cried in the weeks after you left.
I left your mama, not you.
I got left behind, too. Why? I want to know why.
I used to come in and look at you while you're sleeping. And I think about how perfect you are. And how I wouldn't be any good for you. I don't know if you can understand this, but I was afraid I would damage you somehow. It was wrong what I did. I'm sorry.
Why did you say I could come out here?
Because I wanted you to. Because I knew this might just be my last chance.
I don't want my life to be like this anymore.
Me neither.
They face each other on the edge of the lake. They lock eyes. He tentatively puts a hand on her arm. She releases her tears and he holds her tight.
Do you like her, Sandy? Because I like her.
Yeah, I like her.
Are you guys sleeping together?
Yeah, we are sleeping together, okay?
She likes you, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Dodge is by his trailer painting a big yellow sign that reads McPherson's Fish Tacos Restaurant. He touches up the fishtail and steps back. Allison's on the steps reading. Dodge stands back to check his work.
All right. What do you think of that?
It's got to be bigger.
Bigger? How much bigger?
Well, at least twice as big, or you'll never see it from a passing car.
Oh, twice? No way. No way.
Dodge drives down the sandy track in his pickup. Allison stands at the side, propping up the sign. He speeds past her, then stops and reverses.
Well, you're right. That sign needs to be at least twice as big.
And one more thing, Dad.
The fish is now smiling. Dodge holds a sombrero over it.
Yeah. Let's see here.
He puts the sombrero on Allison.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
It's dusk, and under a golden sky, Dodge and Allison skim over the lake in a motorboat. Dodge is checking through the bits and pieces in front of the porch. He finds a battered bicycle with its front wheel missing. He rummages, finds another wheel, and carries it off. The motorboat is anchored in a cove on the lake, Allison sunbathing on the stern with Tim next to her. He leans over and kisses her. The boat is called Time to Live. Allison's on the roof of the top deck of Augie's boat. They're playing chess. She gets up and pats his back. Outside the trailer, Allison's cutting Dodge's hair. In town, Allison leaves a grocery store. Tim's with her wearing an apron. He hands her a bag of groceries.
I'll see you later.
They kiss. Allison goes and he holds the door open for a couple of women.
Hey, Tim.
Sandy's behind the counter at the building supply store. Allison walks in, steps up behind her and puts an envelope on the counter, then leaves. Sandy opens the envelope. A card reads, "You're invited," and handwritten underneath, "Saturday night, 8 o'clock, for a very special dinner. Heart, Allison." On Augie's boat.
A one-way journey up a long hill. A job that begins on day one and ends when they plant you in the ground. The secret is knowing it, then accepting it. That's what will set you free. That, and making sure you keep some poetry in your heart. And a smile on your face. That's the ticket, all right. I make a darn good sandwich, though. Listen, I'm done with this for now. Why don't you take it? It's Tolstoy. Then we'll talk about what you've read next time you come to visit.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll finish our lunch. Then go play some chess.
It's evening, and the hills are silhouetted against the darkening sky. Allison's cooking. She stirs a saucepan and puts bread on the kitchen table. Clean-shaven, Dodge is standing out on the porch holding a bunch of flowers. Inside, Allison lights a candle in the centre of the table and smiles at her work. Sandy drives up in her car and smiles up at Dodge, who looks slightly awkward. She gets out and leans against the car as if she's waiting for him to make the first move.
Why'd you say yes?
I like Allison.
I don't know. Having dinner with me seems to be above and beyond the call of duty.
Don't press your luck.
He holds up a hand in surrender, then gives her the flowers.
You look great.
You have stolen my heart.
Tim's pickup drives to the edge of the lake. Moonlight glimmers on the surface of the water. Tim and Allison are in the front, outlined against the light. They turn to each other, then lean in close and kiss each other tenderly. Slowly, their heads disappear in the cab of the pickup. Daytime, dust flies off a shovel.
I had sex with Tim last night.
The shovel stops in midair and Dodge looks up.
Jeez. Allison, why did you go and do that? I mean, I did ask you to hold off. Or at least not tell me about it, right?
I just need to talk about it. I need to know why I have more questions now than before I did it.
Well, how can I talk about what it feels like for you?
You can help me figure out what the guy is thinking.
What the guy's thinking? See, the thing is, the guy just isn't thinking. Or at least the parts of his brain that normally do the thinking, they don't seem to work when sex is involved.
You mean they just want to take care of themselves and that's it?
Oh, Lord, this is just part of my eternal punishment, isn't it?
Please.
In denim jacket and jeans, Allison is perched on a beam on the edge of a gravel pit. Dodge is working in the pit.
Okay.
He climbs up. He's in long shorts and a grubby T-shirt. He takes off protective gloves and sits next to her.
Yes, women are. But, it isn't always as easy as it seems.
Why?
Well, for us, it's not about the act. It's about the feelings. Before, during, and after. Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you never do.
Well, enough people must, or no one would be excited about doing it.
Well, guys would. But yes. You will learn how to figure all that out.
Tim put his clothes on as fast as he could. I think he felt more awkward than I did.
Did you use precautions?
Tim did. Thanks. I know that wasn't something you wanted to hear, but I really needed to say it.
Don't mention it. And I mean that, don't mention it.
Back at the lake by Dodger's place, Allison's cycling around.
Look out.
I thought maybe you could use some wheels.
Thank you.
Well, just a bike, you know.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? I'll see you later.
She cycles away. She's riding through town and spots Augie walking along the pavement. She waves at him. He doesn't return the greeting and walks into a barber's. Allison frowns. She cycles on, then stops and shades her eyes with her hand. Later, Dodge and Sandy are sitting on a bench in the shade of the porch outside the building supply store.
How long have we known each other?
Oh, a couple of years.
Sometimes I feel like I barely know you.
You knew enough to kick me out of your bed.
I've been thinking about that. Don't stare at me.
I like staring at you.
What's going to happen to us?
Oh, if we're lucky, grow old and die in our sleep.
That's encouraging.
That's life.
I keep thinking some tall, blonde stranger's going to ride into town and sweep me off my feet.
How about a bum in a beat-up old pickup truck while you're waiting?
She turns to him and they gaze at each other. Allison pushes the bicycle along the path to Augie's boat. She props the bike against a post and walks onto the boat. She peers through the clear door of the cabin at the top of the plank, then checks the stern. There's no sign of him. She stands on the plank and looks around, then sits down and folds her arms. A brilliantly sunny day. Dodge pulls up outside a funeral home. Allison and Sandy are with him. They all look solemn.
I've got a better idea.
Dodge, Allison and Sandy are standing by the lake, the moon shining above them.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Allison holds a sheet of pink paper. She starts to read.
Augie Sinclair of Lake Havasu, Arizona. Strangest of greeters and reader of books. The summer has gone and you have left to sing your song. That's the ticket.
Dodge puts an arm around her and she presses a button on a remote control. Fireworks shoot into the sky from a boat on the lake. Allison leans her head on her dad's chest and he kisses the top of her head. Sprays of gold and pink explode in the early evening sky. Sandy holds Allison's hand. The yellow sign with a fish and the sombrero hangs above the restaurant.
I see the car's going to come around the corner here and they're going to slow down. Yeah. Turn. They're going to look at that sign and say,
hey, look, fish tacos. Boy, I'm looking for a fish taco.
You're looking for fish tacos.
So what do you think?
Good job.
Wow.
You like it?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Allison and Tim are back at the cafe on the lake eating chips. He's about to add vinegar, but she pours ketchup on them. They beam at each other across the table. Dodge is sitting stretched out on his porch, his back propped against a post. Sandy's lying against him, and he's stroking her back. Allison wheels her bicycle to Augie's. On the boat, she cups her hand around her eyes and looks in through a window. She tries the cabin door and finds it's locked, then peers in through the glass. She walks around outside and finds another door. She looks sad and walks slowly into the cabin. Her eyes cast around, then something ahead of her attracts her attention. She climbs a couple of steps to an area lined with books. There are more books piled up on a table, and she goes over to look at them. She runs a finger over the top one, an old hardback volume of War and Peace. She picks it up and notices a bookmark sticking out with the words 1933 Lincoln Book Fair. A handwritten note is attached to it.
Men must endure their going hence, even as their coming hither. Ripeness is awful.
She puts her arms around the book and hugs it to her. Evening at Dodge's place. He's washing dishes and has a tea towel slung over one shoulder. Allison sitting on her bed with Augie's War and Peace. She opens it, takes out the bookmark, and slides the book across the bedside table. She puts the bookmark in her holdall. She joins Dodge in the kitchen.
So, do you finish packing?
Almost. I laid my stuff out for tomorrow. I just have a few things left in the bathroom.
Hey, don't you go leaving any of that girly stuff in my bathroom. I don't want people around here getting a wrong idea about me.
I don't think we have to worry about that, Dodge. You are one of a kind.
Last swim? How about it?
Ever wish on a star when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Once at Martin's parents' cabin. At Lake Arrowhead. I snuck out, spent the whole night in a field, watching the sky until the sun came up. It was so peaceful and beautiful. I like doing stuff like that. being alone. I guess I'm a lot like you in that way.
They're both in swimming things, sitting under a starry sky by the lake with a blazing campfire.
Well, sleep.
He gets up from his rocking chair.
I guess I'll take a shower and get some sleep.
He pauses as he gets to where she's stretched out on an old sofa. He looks down at her and gently strokes her forehead.
Night.
Night, Dad.
Alison's lying in bed awake, gripping the bookmark. Moonlight floods the bedroom.
Alison Dodge of San Diego, California. Daughter of Al Dodge, handyman and trailer trash. Roses are red and violets are blue. I can't think of a girl more beautiful than you.
Her head's resting on the pillow and she stares into the distance. She wipes away a tear and gets up when she hears the piano from the other room.
Can't sleep.
Me neither.
You know, you never took me to celebrate.
Celebrate? Celebrate what?
I learned how to swim. I designed a sign. I caught my first fish. Lost my virginity.
Jeez. Hey, Alice.
Sitting behind him, she stretches out on the sofa.
This is a wonderful place.
Oh, it's just a little tin shack on wheels in a desert town. There are better places.
This is not a shack. It's a palace. You are the king. And I am the queen.
Not much of a kingdom.
It's full of the best things in life. Good people. Slow days. Cool nights. And you. I wish this summer didn't have to end.
Morning at the Greyhound bus stop.
Oh.
Dodge suddenly gets off the back of the pickup and walks around.
Almost forgot.
You didn't have to do that.
He gives her a flowery paper bag. She rummages inside and takes out an alarm clock.
Thank you. I didn't need that other one anyway. Just something else I lost at Timeless Bay.
They smile. The Greyhound bus is preparing to leave. Dodge gets up and takes her bags from the pickup. She jumps off the tailgate and Dodge walks her to the bus. They amble slowly to the door and he puts her bags down on the ground. She stands on tiptoe and throws her arms around his neck. He holds her tight.
Do you love me, Dodge?
You sure do ask a lot of questions.
Do you?
He releases her and gazes into her blue eyes. He strokes her hair. Her eyes fill with tears and he kisses her forehead.
Love you too.
They hug each other tight.
I'll see you real soon.
Can count on that.
She picks up her bags and climbs onto the bus.
Thank you.
Dodge heads back to his pickup, then stops and turns as the door of the bus closes.
I spent many holidays and vacations with my father after that summer. He and Sandy were married the following year, and I was the maid of honor. Before he died, Al got the opportunity to teach both of his grandchildren how to fish. I miss him very much. I'll never forget that summer and what it meant to both of us.